This is Fresh Air. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward profiles Wanda Jackson, a country music singer and songwriter, but Ed says she was also a feminist rocker.
I'm in the middle of a heartache. Half out, half in. Not quite out of love with you. Not too much in love with him. I'm in the middle of a heartache.
Wanda Jackson has mostly been known to country fans who remember her string of hits in the 60s. She faded away about 1971, and there were rumors that she'd become some sort of religious fanatic. And record collectors remembered that she was one of the girls Capitol Records had used in the 50s to jump, unsuccessfully, on the rockabilly bandwagon. Poor Wanda Jackson, misunderstood and all but forgotten in this country, where her greatest recordings were out of print until just a couple of weeks ago, when Rhino Records put out a superb anthology of her stuff. Maybe now she'll get some respect. Her story is certainly ordinary enough. She was born in 1937 in rural Oklahoma, started singing on talent shows, and eventually got her own radio show, where she was heard by Hank Thompson, Oklahoma's top country star of the day. At 17, she recorded a duet with one of Thompson's band, and the next year, Capitol, which had had cold feet because of her age, signed her up. It was a smooth move.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and a grooving's gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. The rest send you to the store, let's buy some more, let's have a party tonight. I never kissed a bear, I never kissed a goose, chicken in the middle of the room, let's have a party. Let's have a party.
Jackson had started with country music, but had met Elvis while she was on tour, and he encouraged her to sing rock and roll. She protested that she was a country singer, and he admitted that he was, too. But after an evening of listening to his blues record collection, she knew just what she had to do.
Well, once they had a dance, they called the bunny hop. Now the cat in a trance, all they wanna do is bop. The bop, a bunny bop, a bop, a bunny bop, a bop, a bunny bop. Well, don't stop, a bunny bop. When the band begins,
she also knew how she had to do it. The echo chamber on her voice in Honey Bop was her idea, and she also wrote a disproportionate amount of her own material. She even designed her own dresses, which were enough unlike what most country singers wore that she had to cover up her bare shoulders for a Grand Ole Opry appearance, on the radio no less. When she didn't write the material she performed, she picked songs that were in the same vein, though.
I've got a guy, I like him fine, but he takes me for granted all of the time. To teach him a lesson, make him mad, I went out on a date with the best friend he had. That made him mad, boy. That made him mad. And he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Oh, late last night when I came in, he demanded to know just where I'd been. But I really put him right in his place. Instead of an answer, I laughed in his face. That made him mad, boy. Oh, that made him mad.
You can just imagine how well a song like that went over in 1956 when it was recorded. And this, I think, is a clue to why so few people have ever heard of Wanda Jackson. Sexy, independent, and forceful, she was as threatening to the average rock and roller as Godzilla was to Tokyo. Rock and roll was a liberating force, but liberation hadn't gone that far yet. Capitol Records thought they were getting a female Elvis, and, in fact, that's just what they did get. But if Elvis's sexuality was threatening, at least he was a man. Girls weren't going to swoon over Wanda, and even your archetypal leather-jacketed 50s hood would be scared off by her.
Well, the baby's a chick with the prop side hell. You can't say this babe's a square. She likes her music with a solid beat, and when she starts to bop, you better go to your seat, cause who better's gone? Yes, she's gone all the way, all the way. And when baby fell, well, she really fell like a new.
Finally, in 1960, a disc jockey in Iowa resurrected Let's Have a Party, and it was released as a single, getting up to 37 on the pop charts. But by then, Wanda had decided to lean more towards country music. Right about that time, rock and roll fans in Europe had discovered one of her 1957 classics, and the cult of Rockin' Wanda was born.
I've been to Nagasaki, Hiroshima too. The same I did to them, baby, I can do to you. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top. Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama. And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop.
From a financial standpoint and from an artistic one, Wanda made the right decision. Throughout the 60s, she cut one country hit after another at a time when feisty female rockers weren't the happening thing.
I know what you're doing, and I'll save you the trouble. I saw you wink for the waiter to slip me a double. If you want some barroom swinger, I'm not the one. Cause I don't think a girl's got a drink to have fun.
But a dispute over wanting to record a gospel album at a time when she was having a dry spell on the charts ended her relationship with Capitol. And until a few years ago, when she was rediscovered by the Europeans, Wanda Jackson was only known to a few record collectors. She was a woman ahead of her time, a real gone chick, and she can rock and roll with the best of them.
Ed Ward is a columnist for the Austin Chronicle.
Like it.
A little more like it.
Now you're doing all right.
Doing all right.
And if you keep it up, baby, I'll see you tomorrow night.
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 See ya.
Yeah.
This is Fresh Air.